All right, so I thought we'd just talk about two stories about listening to Gedolim. And Rabbi Arya Leibowitz Shlita just gave a great shiur on Sunday in Israel Woodmere about Das Torah, listening to Gedolim, and different things like different views like that. But I thought you'd just add two stories today about listening to Gedolim and making them part of our lives. Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein writes in one of his Sfarim a beautiful story that happened to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Said a broken-hearted young man once came to the home of Chaim Kanievsky to ask his advice. What happened was he was a good-natured, successful. He was a Yiras Shemaim, and he had a good job and a good family, but he wasn't able to find a shidduch. No girl would ever agree to meet with him more than once. Why? Says this guy. Tells Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Says I think they've all been disgusted by this certain ugly scar that it came across my face. So Chaim so looked up at his face and he said. Chaim gave him the following etzah. He said, the next time you want a date, I want you to tell the story to the girl how you got this scar. Let her know right away, says Chaim Kanievsky. Let her know right away how your face became disfigured like this. The young man said, listen, I don't know why Chaim Kanievsky says this. To do these things, I listen to the Gadol Dor, I listen to Merebi, whatever he tells me. The young man took Rav Chaim's advice. And the very next date, he began the conversation by explaining how he got this scar many years ago. He was telling the girl, this is my name, blah, blah, so-and-so. I just want to let you know, the scar on my face came as follows. One time I was passing by an alleyway in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, in the holy city of Jerusalem, and what happened was, I heard desperate screams for help. And I ran to see what was going on, and I saw a young girl running for her life with an Arab chasing her. What happened was, says this guy to the girl, I knocked down the Arab to the ground, I allowed the girl to escape. But what happened was, when I was fighting and struggling with the Arab got one last punch in, and he took out a sharp object, and he slashed my face. The Arab escaped, he wasn't taken in by police, and I was taken to the hospital. Suddenly, he looked across the table, and the young girl's bawling out of her eyes. She's crying with tears. Crying. She was so overcome, and the guy goes to the girl, why are you crying? And she said the following, she said, for years, I was wondering when I would ever get a chance to thank the boy. They came to my rescue. There was a malach from a shemayim to save my life. Then, finally, the guy understood Chaim Kanievsky's advice. Chaim Kanievsky said, I want you to tell the next girl you go out with how you got that scar. And the story goes, this is the couple, this guy and this girl who he saved a couple years ago from that Arab. They were married soon after. Incredible, incredible story from Chaim Kanievsky. Another story, I just saw in one of my Rabbi Fran's books. Story goes from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There was a woman who was coming back to Avodas Hashem, and she was off the derech, and now she wanted to get back into things. She didn't have a family, and what happened was before she became frum, she was pregnant from maybe a previous relationship. I'm not sure. It doesn't say exactly in the story. What happened was as she was learning more and more about Judaism, she found out that sometimes kids could really take a lot from a person's career. What happened was, in her career, she very much was in medical school, and she was pursuing a medical career. And what happened was, is that she decided that she wanted to get an abortion. And every rabbi in town who told her, listen, if you want to get an abortion, you really can't, this is a pretty big one. And what happened was that she said, no, this is not happening, my career is very important to me. So the rabbi said, okay, if you really have to go, I want you to at least get a blessing from a rabbi. Go see the holy rabbi in Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So what happened was, she goes to see Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, okay, hi, how are you? My name is Shlomo Zalman. What's your name? And she says her name. And she says, he tells her, so I heard you want to have an abortion. So the girl woman says, yeah, I need to be able to pursue my career. What's your career? What do you want to do? She says, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a physician. So Rav Shlomo Zalman goes, why do you want to be a doctor? So the woman goes back to Rav Shlomo Zalman, rabbi, I want to be a doctor so I can help people. I can help people feel good. I can help people grow in their lives and feel better. And there's no greater feeling of giving someone life. So Rav Shlomo Zalman gave him like a while and like a nod, like, really? So like, what are you doing here with wanting to get an abortion? So the woman quickly saw that, with the proper perspective from a Rav, from a Gadol, that if she was so determined to be able to go for a medical career, to be able to help people, But first she had to realize that she had helped the baby inside of herself. And Rav Shlomo Zalman convinced her that she shouldn't get an abortion. And l'maisa she came back to Avodas Hashem and she had the baby and she became a doctor. But I think that the message is very clear. A person has to be very careful when it comes to making decisions themselves. We understand that we have gedolim in our ages. As Rabbi Leibowitz said earlier in this year, so many people say, oh, if only Rav Moshe, he didn't say this, but some people say, if only Rav Moshe was alive today, if only Rav Shlomo Zalman was alive today, if only Rav Avadia was alive today, if only this, if only that. We have gedolim in our generation. We just have to look for them and pursue and seek them. We shouldn't just say, if only. We have gedolim in our generation to get Eitzah. Not that a person should never think for themselves, a person should think for themselves, but when it comes to getting Eitzah, I've never heard of anyone feeling bad at getting an Eitzah from their Rebbe. We should be Zochem Eretz Hashem, be able to have listening to our gedolim, to listen to our Eitzahs from our Rebbeim. If we do this, Bez Hashem, we should be Zochem to have a tremendous chus for us and to our families. Shkoich.